This meditation is called Combating Shame. Find a comfortable sitting position and close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in and out to settle in and release any random thoughts you're having. I want you to try to remember a time when you felt shame. And without getting sucked into the story, focus on what it felt like. For many of us, shame is hot. Our faces flush. Our stomachs tighten and burn. Some people shrink down. As if you are an innocent bystander, try to just notice what your reaction to shame is. Don't hold on to them or form a story around them. Do the physical reactions fade fairly quickly? It's important to know that if we don't grasp onto the physical effects of an emotion on our body, they will peak and disappear within about 90 seconds, much like a wave washing over your body on the beach. So now I want you to picture yourself sitting cross-legged on the beach, right in the spot where the waves break on the shore. Your back is to the ocean, so you don't know when the next wave is coming or how big it will be. All you can do is sit there and let the waves crash into you and recede. This is what it's like when you choose not to cling to the story behind an emotion. It comes and goes. Sit there for a moment and let some small and big waves crash into you. Let them recede. Now I want you to practice conjuring up different emotions and letting them do the same. Think of a time you were frustrated with someone. Remember what that felt like in your body and let it go. Don't revisit the story. Think of a time you were incredibly sad and recognize what that felt like. Practice watching that feeling wash over you and recede. What about anger? Do the same exercise with anger. Where do you feel it in your body? What does it feel like? Let it go. Finally, let's revisit the shame feeling. Let it come and go. Remind yourself that none of these emotions defines you. They simply visit you and go away if you let them, leaving behind a clear, smooth beach where you can write any story you choose.